Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, September 30th, 2013. Make sure you like Plus Model Radio's Facebook page at facebook.com/plusmodelradio and follow us on Twitter at Plus Model Radio. We love to hear your feedback and comments about the show, so make sure you send us a message or a tweet and let us know what you think. On today's show, we have the CEO of Full and Fabulous, Sharon Dumas. We have Andrea Amador, the juicy woman, but up first is Charlene Bromeo. Charlene is the owner and designer of Adorius, and at age 33, the designer leads with conviction to be a pioneer amongst plus-size designers in San Diego. Being a plus-size woman herself, Charlene understood the struggles more than 40% of all American women who wear a size 14 plus are faced with when it comes to fashion. The plus-size market is underrepresented, and with available options so limited, Charlene joined the fashion industry in 2005 to revolutionize plus-size fashion, starting in her hometown. Adorius caters to full-figured women by creating romantic designs with the use of classic style lines and the eclectic mixture of textures and prints. So let's welcome Charlene to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you. So what made you want to start your own plus-size clothing line from the beginning period?
Well, to be quite honest with you, Shanice, I actually was never into fashion growing up. I was kind of a tomboy, never really paid attention to any trends, and it wasn't until I turned 21 and I started going clubbing, and I always feared, like, am I going to show up to the club wearing the same outfit that the next plus-size girl wears? And so I figured at that point, like, there's a problem because we don't have enough options as plus-size consumers. So that was back in, like, 2005, and that's when I went to school at Fashion Careers College and pursued a fashion business degree. And I wanted to help rep a plus-size designer. But out in San Diego at the time, there wasn't a plus-size designer. So after I graduated, I went back to school to become a designer, and I figured I'm going to sit here and I'm going to design the clothes.
So was it hard to get your business started off the ground? Like, did you have to get people to invest in you? What did you have to do to get started?
Actually, you know, I do everything myself right now. You know, I'm still an emerging designer, so I'm still learning the ropes and getting my feet wet. Actually, all throughout school, I was never given an opportunity to create plus-size designs, even though that's what my intention of pursuing an education in fashion was for. And it wasn't until San Diego Fashion Week in 2012 when they offered me, or they allowed me the platform to showcase my first plus-size collection. So since then, I mean, I just had to learn really how to create for the plus-size body and woman. And so right now I do everything myself, from the designing to sourcing fabrics, pattern making, and sewing. I do it all myself.
So when you go to design school, they have nothing for plus-size bodies at all?
No, everything that I learned was a standard size 8, and everyone kept telling me you can learn plus size on your own. You can do it after you graduate. And, you know, they were telling me that the concepts would still be the same. But as we all know, as plus size women, it's not the same because our curves, our curves are in different places. So essentially what's happening, what I'm learning, is that each piece has to be custom made just because of my design aesthetic. Like, I don't want to put anything out there in a standard size and then have it look ill-fitting on any woman's body, because that's a representation of a Dorius.
Now, tell us, what type of clothing do you have in your clothing line?
Right now, it's pretty much ready to wear. I wanted to really focus on having it be functional, and with the economy being so rough right now, I wanted to make sure that if women did purchase an Dorius piece, that they'd be able to wear it more than once or twice. So my outfits are really designed for, like, a businesswoman who can wear it to work and then easily dress it up with a pair of heels and some jewelry and go out on the town and have it be effortless, because everyone wears so many hats these days, so no one has time to really fuss with fashion.
So what's the price point and the size range you carry?
The size range that I do for plus size is 12 to 26, but because everything I do is custom-made and I started off doing smaller sizes, I mean, I can do anything, really. And as far as my price point, generally I keep it between, like, $80, and I have some out for, some dresses up to $400.
Oh, wow.
I can make custom dresses. Like, last year in my collection, I had a dress that was worth $1,200 because it was made out of all silk.
Okay.
So, you know, I like to work with my clients and just really provide them with whatever fits into their needs.
Okay. And so how does your heritage play a part in your collection? Because your background is you're Filipino, correct?
Yes. And, you know, the thing, I hate to say it, but it's a subject matter that needs to be put out there. Growing up, I was always told that I would be prettier if I was slimmer. I mean, that was just the way the culture was, being Filipino. But, I mean, I kind of went against the grain, and I just had to find my own happiness and teach those around me in my culture that beauty comes in all different shapes and, you know, sizes and shades of skin color. And so I feel like I've been an asset that way to my culture and my community, and I've never shied away from it. Like, I don't hide myself because I am who I am, and I'm proud of being Filipino, and I'm proud to be plus size, and I have no shame in what I do. So just being brought up in the Filipino culture, too, traditionally parents want their children to be doctors or lawyers or architects.
Right.
It's never really something in the creative field, but I pushed it. I kind of made my parents upset, but, I mean, years into it, they now know that I'm really passionate about it. They've seen me grow as a designer, and now I have their support. So for anyone out there who's kind of scared to just take that chance, I mean, they're your parents. They're going to love you regardless. You just got to prove to them exactly what it is that you want to do in life.
And being Filipino, do you think you offer something that's not really seen in the plus industry? Because I think that's an ethnicity, even with models, that you don't really see a lot in the plus size industry.
Yeah, and that's very true. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, since I've been doing this, I've never had a Filipino model, because I think they're taught that it's not appropriate to put that plus size label on themselves, and they don't want to step forward. I mean, when I did my casting call last year and also this year, I was thinking people were going to turn out and I was going to have a lot of women coming out for these casting calls. But believe it or not, I was, like, stalking people on Facebook, begging people to come and walk and represent my line. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just hard. It's hard when you see a beautiful plus-size woman to approach them, because you never want to offend them. Because I think people are still getting used to the notion that being plus-size is okay.
Right. So I mentioned in your intro that you want to be a pioneer of plus-size designers in San Diego. So why San Diego?
Well, just because this is my hometown, and this is, I love it here. And I mean, people, transplants from other places that come to San Diego always see how much they love this place. So for me, I'm like, why am I going to leave a place that everyone seems to flock to? And when I say that I want to be a pioneer in San Diego, it's because a lot of designers in San Diego usually leave to go to L.A. or go to New York because, you know, it's the fashion capitals. But at the same time, dealing with plus size, I realized that more than 40% of all women are plus size. So they're in my hometown. You know, they're in
they're
the next
everywhere.
They're not, yeah, they're not just in L.A. or New York. So I'm like, I just got to make it happen here.
So is there a strong plus-size community in San Diego?
I would honestly say not really. I have some tremendous, tremendous supporters. They have a lot of backing, but I think there's just that stigma because, you know, San Diego, you think beaches and bikinis and all this stuff, so people don't really want to come out and openly say that they support me, but I'll get little messages. I know they're watching, you know what I mean? I just think they're waiting for the rest of the community to embrace it with open arms, and that's why I'm showcasing at Fashion Week San Diego, because I want to make a point that plus size is mainstream. I don't want to showcase it in a show that just does plus size.
But do you have plans to eventually go into the L.A. and New York markets?
I do, and what I'm realizing is that I have to, you know, because my clientele per se isn't here. They're not really coming to Fashion Week San Diego, and no one really knows about me. So, I mean, the fact that you're interviewing me now is awesome, and I am going to venture out to L.A., and my goal is to make it into full-figured Fashion Week 1 year soon. But, you know, it's rough with money, so I'm hoping that I do really well at Fashion Week San Diego this year.
Now, speaking of Fashion Week San Diego, tell us a little bit about this event that's coming up.
Well, it started today. On Wednesday, we have an art event. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we actually have 3 days of runway shows that are going to be showcasing 28 designers. And then on Sunday is our trunk show where people can actually come in and speak to the designers, look at the clothing up close and personal. I think they're out of VIP tickets already, but general admission tickets are still available, so you can go to www.fashionweeksd.com to purchase tickets. It's the second year that we've done it. I also showcased last year, and the event is really great. We're doing it at the Broadway Pier, which is downtown, so it's right by the water. And we're expecting more than 5,000 people at this event.
Oh, wow. It's a major event.
Yeah, it's a big one. Last year we had over 2,500, so they're shooting really big this year. And we just got a proclamation from the city that San Diego Fashion Week is always going to be on every first week of October.
Nice.
So San Diego's trying to put their, you know, mark on the map.
So you are the first and only plus-size designer to participate in this event, correct?
Yeah, it's first and only plus-size designer last year and also again this year. But honestly, when I went into it this year, we had more than 125 applicants from all over the nation that applied. We even have some international designers showcasing this year. Last year, most of them were local, and we only had about 12 or 13 designers last year. So we've already increased that by more than double. So it's just really exciting just because all the designers just come from different backgrounds.
So being the first and only plus-size designer at Fashion Week San Diego, have you been embraced by everybody with open arms, or has it been a struggle with some people in the organization?
You know, I mean, the coordinators obviously have embraced it. But the thing is, what I'm realizing is when I talk to people about me showcasing a plus size line, they're like, oh, that's great. You know, you're doing a size 8 and 10. I'm like, no, my models are all a size 14. I have one girl who's a 12. But all my models are either a size 14 or 16 because I don't agree with the industry standard that size 8 or a size 10 is a plus size. So I mean, the coordinators have really embraced it. Now I just have to educate everyone else who's following Fashion Week San Diego. And so I'm just really excited about it. Yeah. Just because I know for me as a consumer, when I go into these shops, they don't start at a size 8. They start at a size 12. Most of them a size 14. So I wanted to represent that on the runway and have women be able to relate to that.
Exactly. And, again, how can tickets be purchased? Can they be purchased at the door, or everything has to be purchased in advance?
It should be purchased in advance if you want to save some money. And you would visit www.fashionweeksd.com, or you can take your chances and you can go to the venue, which is the Broadway Pier in downtown San Diego, and they're selling tickets at the door if they're available for $50 a night.
Oh, okay.
So you can get three shows for $100 or pay $50 a night and hope that you get in. Last year we sold out, so it's pretty amazing.
Wow. Well, I'm excited for you. So do you have anything else coming up we can look out for? Do you do any other plus-size things in San Diego?
You know what? I don't, but I'm going to tell you something, Shanice. I'm going to make my way up to L.A., and I need to network and introduce myself and, you know, meet all the big hitters in L.A. and just let them know, like, I'm doing my own thing in San Diego, but, I mean, we're all a big community, and we just really need to support each other, so I want them to know that they got someone in San Diego representing the plus-size community nationwide.
Well, awesome. I'm excited. You have my support. I'm glad to help you promote, and I hope it's, you know, you get some plus-size girls out in the audience and continue success with everything you have going on. Tell us your official website for us to keep up with you.
Yeah, so the Dorius website is www.adoriusfashion.com, and that's spelled A-D-O-R-E-U-S fashion.com. Then you can also hit me up on Facebook. I'm on there too. So, yeah, I'm trying to get my social media up, so everybody will come like my page.
And when we go on your website, do you have the fashion available for purchase already?
I don't. You have to contact me through my email. I have an email link on there. Just send me a message. Let me know what you're interested in. I also do custom-made orders, and then I won't be able to show anything from this year's collection until October 6th. So stay tuned.
That's part of the deal with the Fashion Week?
Yeah. No sneak peeks yet.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for you. I look forward to meeting you and networking you and just getting the community out here just, you know, bigger and better.
Thank you, Shanice.
Well, continued success and keep in touch.
All right, will do. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And up next on the show is Andrea Amador, and she is the Juicy Woman. She is a body image and self-esteem expert, a professional certified empowerment coach, and a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, and a radio show host who creates customized confidence building and stress relief programs for groups of women and girls. She is a rare combination of professional training and raw life experience, which gives her the edge in helping women who struggle with body image and or abuse issues. She is the author of the books Bust Out of Body Shame and Loving the Skin You're In, The Juicy Woman's Guide to Making Peace with Food and Friends with Your Body. Let's welcome Andrea to the show. Hi.
Hey. Hi, Shanice. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I can't wait to talk about everything you have going on, because your website has so much information. You're doing a lot.
Yes,
so,
I am.
So growing up, were you always curvy and confident, or was that something that came later in life?
Oh, my gosh. Curvy, yes. Confident, absolutely not. That's That's a relatively new transformation, probably about 2 to 3 years old. I had to get really well kicked in the butt in order to realize the problem was not my size or my thighs.
Mm-hmm. And what was your aha moment?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. At the point when I realized that I had allowed myself to give away my services for so many years, and I got stabbed in the back by someone I dearly loved, a family member, and it hurt so much to realize that I had believed in him so much, and I invested myself, I gave myself to that person and never gave myself any credit, and yet I was the one who was behind the running of the multi-million dollar organization that netted $10.5 million, and I got nothing.
So when you got the aha moment, it was more about just your body. It was just about your worth in general.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it was. I had already...
Go ahead.
I had walked around for years thinking that the problem was my thighs. And I have a history of sexual abuse. And that was my story. I always felt badly for myself. Poor little victim Andrea. And when I had the opportunity to step into the family real estate business, it could have been a tremendous opportunity, but because I didn't put myself in a position of power and say, hey, I can do this, I didn't believe in myself. So I actually accepted a salary of $150 a week for 18 and a half years because I didn't believe that I could do the job of being the boss.
Wow. And so now it's a total different story because you learned your worth as a woman.
Yes, I did. I did.
So why do you call yourself the Juicy Woman? How did you come up with that name?
Oh, I call myself the Juicy Woman because it was a real transformational process how I actually came up with the name of the Juicy Woman. Because prior to that, the name of my company was Brave People International. And one of my NLP colleagues, NLP is all about taking situations in your life and putting an empowering spin on it to be able to see yourself from a position of power. They said, you know, Andrea, the name of your company sucks. You've got to come up with something that has more, you know, passion to it, something that will make women see an outcome. And somebody taught me a process called dream incubation where over the course of 3 nights, I asked myself, it sounds so woo-woo, I know. I wrote down a question, what is the ideal name for my company? And in the morning, I would do all this journaling. And on the third day, I was in a yoga class with two teachers, and they were like mid-60s or so. And these women were so hot. They were writing books, they were doing yoga, doing retreats, fabulous. And I asked them, what kind of a name do you think I should have for my company? And they said, sorry, I don't know. And as I was walking toward my car, I got an insight that I was just in the presence of juicy women. I said, oh my God, that's the name of my company, The Juicy Woman. There it is.
Awesome. And it's a very catchy name.
Yes.
And with you being the Juicy Woman, you have written two books. Now, I want you to tell me a little bit about both of your books.
Absolutely. Loving the Skin You're In, it's a comprehensive empowerment manual. It is so packed with information. It's 464 pages. It takes the best of what I've learned, shares it through anecdote, through my story, and I weave in a lot of practical information and tips. I interviewed several of the contributors from How to Look Good Naked, and I got to meet them and become friends with them. And it takes my life from one point to another, and I teach the reader how to change the way that they feel about their body. My struggle has always been around feeling fat. And because of that, I linked it up that that meant something was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
So many women, so many plus-size women are struggling with these insecurities, feeling like something's wrong with them because
mm-hmm.
they grow up and they buy into society's image of beauty and perfection. So they walk around feeling hurt all the time. So they don't go full out. They don't shine their light. They don't step out and say, "Yabba, look at me." And what I had learned over the course of this, as I was learning to become a certified empowerment coach, was that our brains are unbelievably miraculous. And I teach many different things in how to leverage the power of your brain. But the most incredible thing is we have to have a talk about how stress affects the body. You know, people are walking around thinking that it's a badge of honor to say, "I'm so stressed, I have no time for myself." It's not, because it really affects us in a very, very negative way. It creates
mm-hmm.
an overproduction of cortisol, which is a hormone that you know, inhibits weight loss, it decreases nutrient absorption and salt retention, and every single one of your organs gets attacked by chronic stress.
Mm.
And what we don't realize is the way that we feel about ourselves, the emotions, they're really just like chemical explosions in your brain that are going on all the time. So if you're walking around with a head full of trash talk and body hating and all sorts of limiting beliefs, it's putting you in a position where you're in a perpetual cycle, a self-perpetuating cycle of never feeling good enough, often using food to feel better, food, drinking, drugs, sex, smoking, it doesn't matter. Any temporary Band-Aid stress relief that
mm-hmm.
will only work for a little while. And then afterwards, you're down lower than you've ever been because you say, "What is the matter with me?"
Mm.
So, yeah.
And so this is what you talk about in loving the skin that you're in. Now, how is bust out of body shame different?
Bust out of body shame is different because I realized that I needed to cull the best of what I had in loving the skin you're in, because not everybody wants to read a Bible. So I wanted
right.
to make it quick and dirty. It's about 120 pages. I'm in the final state of editing. I'm doing it for Kindle now. It'll be ready in about 2 weeks or so. And
mm-hmm.
that's taking the information that I've learned and making it easy and digestible. And especially the Cope with Your Stress chapter, which in the original was like 78 pages long, I'm taking it and condensing it and simplifying. Basically,
okay.
there's a part of your brain called the amygdala that whenever you feel the presence of stress or the threat or you're freaking out about anything that's going on, let's say somebody rejects you or you've got a mortgage payment coming due or you're opening the bills or, you know, the boyfriend, you know, you're suspicious of a boyfriend or something like that, anything like that that goes on, it sends a signal to your brain which creates a cascade of chemicals throughout your body that basically shuts you down.
Mm-hmm.
You can't think straight. And you go into this flight or fright or freeze mode where all of a sudden you're not your best anymore. But the good thing is throughout our body we have these points. They're kind of like comfort spots. They're actually called acupressure points. And by tapping them or gently touching those spots, that one of them is right by your upper chest, if you just
mm-hmm.
rub the area where you would put your hand to say Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, if you just
mm-hmm.
rub that spot whenever you're anxious or upset or anything like that, it sends a calming signal to your brain to pair whatever fearful, upsetting, or negative or limiting belief you have with the awareness that you're going to be okay.
Well, tell me, what are 7 quick tips that any woman can use now to love herself more. And I know we're running out of time, so really quick tips.
Okay. Get off the scale. don't measure your progress on the scale. Just don't, because it creates so much panic and nervousness and anxiety in the body. You've got to start decriminalizing food. Food is not your enemy. It's a friend. Deal with your stress. Whatever it is that you do, whether it's yoga or getting a massage or anything fabulous, anything like that, always take time for yourself. Make sure that you block out time and put it down in steel on your calendar. Dress for the body that you have and not the one that you want. So many women are, you know, trying to buy clothes that are like two sizes too small and get into them.
Oh,
no.
I hate that. I know.
A waste of time. You want to spend time with your friends. Spend time with people who love you and they empower you, and stay away from the negative people, the naysayers. Stay far away from them. And set an intention of what you want and be clear about what you want, as opposed to always sticking with what you don't want.
Well, these are some awesome tips, and I know that you do coaching. So if anybody is listening and wants to work with you one-on-one, that option is available, correct?
Absolutely, yes it is. And I'll be doing another group coaching. My Love in the Skin You're In program will be starting on November 12th.
And so when you coach, do you have to be local or is it over the phone? Tell me briefly, how does it work?
No, it works through Skype. You can also do it on the phone live also, either way.
Okay, awesome. And so do you have any events or anything coming up that we should know about?
Yes, there's this coming Wednesday. I'm going to be on my own show, the Love in the Skin You're In radio show. I'll be talking about how we get addicted to negative emotions.
And you have a show right here on Blog Talk Radio, just like me, right?
I do. That's the one, Love in the Skin You're In. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern.
And so what kind of topics do you cover? Is it all about self-esteem and confidence?
It basically is. It's talking about how to really grab the moment. How to, you know, if you're feeling fat and frustrated, how to make that into fierceness. How to turn fat to fierceness. One of the things that I do is I teach women how to learn how to let go of holding on to a certain outcome, to have faith, to spend more time focusing on, you know, what they want and doing. Action is so, so important. Many, many women, they want to lose weight, but they think that that's the answer. The answer is really adding juice to your life and saying no. Saying no. Saying no to others, to commitments that aren't right for you, it is so, so important.
Right. Well, you have some awesome information and tips, and I definitely have to get you back on the show because the time just flew by. But tell us your official websites and how we can keep up with everything you have going on.
Fabulous. It's thejuicywoman.com. And you can hit me up on Facebook.com/thejuicywoman.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. That was some great information, and I'm sure the two of us could really talk on and on and on. So I definitely want you back on the show soon.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Shanice.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And last but definitely not least on today's show is Sharon Dumas. She borrowed $200 and had a dream and started Full and Fabulous Incorporated International in 1982. Ms. Dumas wanted to create a vehicle for full-figured women and teens that would build their self-esteem and promote a better self-image regardless of their size. Since its inception, thousands of women and teens have personally been exposed to Sharon's concept of promoting beauty through self-esteem. As an industry pioneer, in 1986, Sharon received the key to her city from Mayor Coleman Alexander Young, and in 1995, Ms. Dumas took her concept international to Nassau, Bahamas, and coordinated a fashion show for Prime Minister Ingram and Michigan Governor Jennifer Grolem, named Ms. Dumas a hometown health hero for over 20 years of service, philanthropy, and continued efforts to increase the health and wellness of her community. In 2012, as a celebration of 30 years of promoting health and beauty and self-esteem in plus-size and curvy women and teens, Ms. Dumas produced the A Rose is a Rose debutante ball, the Walk for Childhood Obesity, Health and Fitness Fun Day, and the CLF project, Clothes Me, Love Me, Feed Me, a marathon of projects that encourage plus-size and curvy women and girls to make healthy choices in every area of their life, also to promote lifetime habits of good nutrition and physical activity. Let's welcome Sharon to the show. Hi, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm excited to talk to you because you started your organization in 1982. Now, in 1982, I was 3 years old, and you were starting your full-figured and fabulous company. Now, who did you borrow that $200 from, and what did you do with it to start your empire?
Well, thank you, Shanice, for having me on the show. In 1982, I borrowed $200 from a friend, a personal friend, and promised him that I would give it back and that, you know, that I would be successful and be able to give him his money back, and I actually did. As a matter of fact, last year when I celebrated 30 years, one of my models came back and actually gave me $200 and said, now here, make sure you pay him back. But I had already done that. So it's been a ride because when I first started Full and Fabulous, people didn't believe in the concept. You know, now there's the curvy revolution and there's a lot going on as it relates to plus size or curvy women. But back then, I would give them a flyer and they would tear it up in my face and throw it down and they would say things like, you fat people just need to push away from the table. I mean, all kinds
wow.
of things. So I took on the bruises of bringing this career, this industry to where it is today. So, but I absolutely love it. I grew up as a plus size girl myself, and I actually started a program for teens as well as for women because I believe that the earlier you learn how to love yourself where you're at, the better off you're going to be. So many times when I go out and I speak, I have women who walk up to me and ask me, you know, some things that I mentioned in my speech, how did you know that that was me, you know, that needed to hear that message? And because we've all been there.
So how do you think the plus industry has changed since you started 30 years ago?
It's changed quite a bit. 30 years ago, I was a size 14, 16. And, you know, as I said, people did not want to hear anything about Full and Fabulous. What are you talking about? Overweight women are not fabulous. But now people accept it more. There are more designers who are designing for plus size or curvy women. So it's accepted more. The difference in when I started and what I do now is the health component. You know, at that time, what I felt was important was self-esteem. So I created the Miss Full and Fabulous Inner Beauty Pageant because I believed that the inner beauty was most important. And now I believe that not only is the inner beauty important, but being healthy is important as well. And I'm not talking about a diet. I'm basically talking about making healthy choices in every area of our life. So healthy choices in what we eat, healthy choices in who we associate with, healthy choices in, you know, our relationship with men, all of those things contribute to being overweight. And so if we can make healthier choices in all those areas, I believe that we'll be a healthier person.
So tell me about Full and Fabulous. It's a membership-based organization. So how do you join?
We have an internet membership where you can go to our website and put in the area where it says join, and it will send us an email, and we'll in return send you some information about the organization and how your membership works as it relates to the internet. Here in Detroit, we work a lot with plus-size girls ages 9 through 17, well, actually 9 through 21. We have something called the Curvy Girl Project. And with the Curvy Girl Project, we're currently in 6 schools, and our goal by January is to be in at least 15 schools working with overweight girls in the areas of health, beauty, and self-esteem. We also do – I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, okay. We also produce a debutante ball, and it's called A Rose is Still a Rose plus-size debutante ball. And that's where from – let's say November 1st to June 15th, we work with the girls in exercise and nutrition, nutrition behavior modification, modeling, when and how to wear makeup, all those things that would help to build their self-esteem as well as their self-image. And then in July, just after the 4th of July, they are on stage in their ball gowns, and they go through the A Rose is Still a Rose plus-size debutante ball, so that's like their graduation from the program.
So how do you bring in fitness and healthy eating? Because sometimes in the plus-size industry, that's rejected. And they said, you know, you should love yourself no matter what your size, regardless. So how are you able to incorporate that? And does everybody accept it with open arms?
Well, of course, they don't accept it with open arms. And I know now that the industry is saying love yourself where you're at. But if you're 400 pounds and you can barely go up the steps, nobody should be able to tell you to love you where you're at. Yes, you have to love yourself, but you have to also make those healthy decisions to feel better about yourself. So you can put on the pretty dresses and the makeup and all of that, but still – how much water did you drink today? You know, if you drink half your body weight in ounces of water, up to 100 ounces, it increases your metabolism, and you'll start to lose weight. Okay, if you eat before 8 o'clock, you know, nothing after 8 o'clock but water, and fast from 8 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock a.m., you'll lose weight. You'll start to feel better about yourself. So when I was heavier than what I am now, my knees hurt, my back hurt, and I just didn't feel good about how, you know, how I was aching. And so I just think it's important that we don't put you on a diet. Just make healthier choices. Instead of eating, and this is what we tell our girls, instead of eating potato chips when you're walking to school with your friends, eat popcorn.
Right,
you know, so
you're
making,
just not having a healthy lifestyle, not necessarily going down to a size 2.
Nope, doesn't matter what size you are. Are you eating well? How are you eating? How often do you eat fruit? How often do you eat green vegetables? Do you always eat things with cheese on it, with a lot of grease? So now I only cook with coconut oil and safflower oil. I never cook with, you know, the things that are sold in the store. I don't even know the name of them anymore. It's been so long. I try to make sure that I drink that water, because when you drink that water, it does make you feel better. Not only that, it helps to clear up your skin and your complexion looks better as well. So if we're giving you these tips to say, now, I'm not saying go on a diet. All I'm saying is that if you do this, you're going to feel even better. You're going to start to lose those inches. It doesn't matter what the scale says. So when we get our girls, we weigh them one time at the beginning, and we take their measurements. And at the end, when they're going through graduation at the debutante ball, we weigh them again, and they're always surprised at how much weight they've lost. So we had one young lady last year who lost 13 pounds in 10 inches in 1 month.
So, but have like, what if a girl comes and says, well, I don't want to do that. I just want to stay the same size I am. Then how would you react to that?
I would say, how do you feel about yourself being the size that you are? All I'm asking you to do is drink more water, because it's going to make you feel better. Not only that, it helps to curb diseases that you could get. Well, you get bladder infections and things like that from not drinking water.
Right,
so, again,
right.
We're not talking about a diet. We never talk about diet with our girls, but they lose the weight. I had one young lady this year. She came in. She was about 300, 325 pounds. She dressed older. Even though she was 16, she looked older. Now she's vibrant. She's lost 3 dress sizes. Never, not one time did we say diet. So it's, you know, it's what you put in front of you and what you put in your mind as far as how you're going to deal with losing the weight. And that's what I've learned in 31 years of doing this.
So you also do events in your local area, and one of your events coming up is the Curvy Girl Dating Game Show. Now tell me about this event, because it seems real unique.
Well, it's unique for now, but we actually did the dating game, the Full and Fabulous Dating Game Show back in the 90s, probably 1991, 92. And then I just thought that it would be great to do it again. So the Curvy Girl Dating Game Show is coming up on this Thursday, October 3rd, from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. And so currently we have 2 games that we're going to play. We have 2 bachelors who are coming, and they're going to be selecting from, you know, the 6 women. And
now
we're going to have
– where did you get the bachelors from?
We just put the word out that we were looking for bachelors who like full-figure women, and we had a few that actually answered that, and, you know, we chose from those few that we did get. Now, we're looking forward to some of the other guys actually attending the show, and then we're going to do a bonus show with 3 men and 1 woman. And to participate in the dating game for the women, they have to come and be in the audience. We're going to randomly select them, and we're going to have adult type provocative questions. And there's one question I seem to always remember from back in the 90s when we did this, and that is, if you were the sheets on my bed, how would you put me to sleep at night?
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I think that it's time for us to have adult type fun, you know, clean fun. No one has to get married. We actually have a meet and greet, sort of like brunch for the couples, sponsored by a restaurant, a local restaurant here. And so, and what we tell the guys, we're not asking you to marry anybody. We're just saying we're women that like to be respected and honored, and that's what we want you to do. When you come and you ask the questions, they'll be clean but provocative. And then once you connect, you go to brunch and decide if you want to take it any further.
And that's a nice alternative from trying to meet somebody new at a nightclub or something like that.
It really is. It really is. And then next month we're going to have a dating game every month until Valentine's Day. And
so
for Valentine's Day, we're actually, this is something that I kind of created. Instead of having the newlywed game, we're going to have the new relationship game. And that's where if you've made a connection with that person, then we're going to ask you those type of questions they ask the newlyweds, except it's going to be slanted toward, you know, a new relationship. And then the couple that answers the most questions, they'll win dinner for 2 on Valentine's Day with limo service.
So it sounds like you ladies have a lot of fun.
We like to have fun, and it's not, you know, just sitting there. You know how sometimes when you go to a club, you sit there all night and the guy never asks you to dance. Even, you know, at our events, I just believe if that's my song on, I'm going to ask you to dance. And I tell them quick, you don't have to marry me. I just want to dance. And so what I've learned is that once you break the ice, it's about having fun, good, clean fun. And so that's what we're going to do.
And so your events are based in Detroit, Michigan, for the most part?
Yes, they're in Detroit, Michigan. But we'll be traveling to some other cities starting early next year. And we're really excited about it. We have a unique way that we put on our events, and they're a lot of fun. And again, you know, once you get women to be comfortable with who they are and then in having fun, then we can all kind of come together and just have a good time. So next month with our dating game, it's going to be cabaret style, and we're going to actually have bid with spades and chess games going on in one area of the room, on another room. So again, can we just come
you
together and have
things.
Some? Yeah, we just want. I like to have fun. I am. Tomorrow's my birthday. I'm turning the big 6-0.
Oh,
and,
wow! Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you know, they say a woman who tells her age will tell anything. But if you don't really look 60, then you're proud to say that you're turning 60. And so I'm very proud to
right.
say that I'm truly blessed that I don't look 60. But I just know that at this point in life, period, we should be able to have some fun together.
And so your organization, you do fashion shows, pageants, dating events, anything else that we left out?
We have, we're in the schools working with the plus-size girls in the schools, and we normally have anywhere from 20 to 30 girls per school. So in the, mm-hmm. during the school year, we work with close to 200 girls. And then also we do a conference, the Health, Beauty, and Self-Esteem Conference that's coming up in March. And
okay.
then we do a walk for childhood obesity, which we just had September 7th. And we had over 100 people out walking against childhood obesity.
And I also see that your organization has weekly conference calls. Now, is that for members only or for people that are just interested in more information too?
It's for people who are interested in more information as well. And then we have something, a line of clothes, and it's called the Curvy Girl Swag. And the girls have hashtag Curvy Girl Swag T-shirts and hats, and they have bags and journals. And they're excited because they're entrepreneurs now themselves. And basically many times we're a 501c3 organization as well, and many times we can't find a sponsor. So I believe in teaching young people how to get out there and make an honest living. So we sold lemonade for National Lemonade Day and won. Came in second place. We sold $1,100 worth of lemonade in 4 hours.
That was a good lemonade.
Right. By the National Lemonade Day, so people would buy one cup of lemonade for $10 and $5.
Okay.
We sold gourmet lemonade, which was a lemonade sweetened with maple syrup and agave, and that sold for $4 a cup, $12 a cup. So, yes, they work hard.
You're doing a lot of positive work with Full Figure Women, and you've been doing so for over 30 years. Do you feel sometimes you aren't recognized as you should be in the plus-size industry?
I do. Yes, I do. But, you know, when you're doing your purpose, you know, I think the key to life is finding what your purpose is. And when you're doing your purpose, you really get your recognition from God. So,
mm-hmm.
yes, I do. I, you know, I haven't really had a paycheck since I've been doing this either because I do it from my heart. Mm-hmm. Many times after the show is over and there's no dollars, you know, and I'm almost in tears, I always remember that how blessed I am. And, you know, it's not just about the money. It's really about making a difference and leaving a legacy of positive change, and that's what my goal is.
So you're led by passion, and that's what's kept you going for 30 years.
That has, absolutely, absolutely. And I have a good team now of about 4 or 5 people who have who recognize my passion and see the vision that I have, and they've been right there by my side for the last couple of years, really kind of helping out in everything. And the interesting thing, I'm very blessed. I actually fell off a ladder backwards and ended up having back surgery. And 2 months after having the surgery, I was back out there because, you know, I believe that if it's your passion, then you do it. And so I've had help since then, and that's what I've been doing.
Well, you're doing a lot of fabulous things out there. Hopefully I can get out there to see in person one day. But tell us your official website so we can keep up with everything you have going on and also how to get tickets for the Curvy Girl Dating Show that's coming up.
Okay. Our website is www.fullandfabulous.org. And you can get tickets to the Curvy Girl Dating Game Show at the door. It's going to be first come, first serve with this one.
Okay.
We are looking We've had a lot of people to respond as well. So we have VIP seating, and it's only $15 for VIP, and general admission is $10. And with VIP, you get food or hors d'oeuvres. And we start opening the doors at 6:30 for VIP, and the games actually start at 7:30. We also have two relationship experts that will be there to answer questions and really just kind of get the audience geared up for the games. And we're excited excited about that. It's Dr. Sabrina Jackson and Mr. Joseph Kimbrough. And they're very well known, not just in Detroit, but all over the country as it relates to being relationship experts.
Well, awesome. It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fabulous event. Continued success with everything you have going on, and happy birthday again.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on the show. And we must get together and maybe do a project together. I recall back in maybe 1988, 89, I was in Los Angeles at the Palladium and did a fashion show there with the group.
So
I haven't been there in a while, but definitely I've heard a lot of great things about you, and I would love to be able to work with you on some of the projects that we have coming up.
Yes, I would love to. Well, please keep in touch, and we'll make something happen.
We will definitely make something happen. Thank you very much. And remember, full and fabulous is a state of mind and not a dress size.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, and again, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. And we do have a full and fabulous song, so they can go on our website and listen to the song and purchase it through iTunes.
All right, we will check that out.
All right, Shanice, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to all of my fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/plusmodelradio and follow us on Twitter at Plus Model Radio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.